Right. This Shabbos is Shavuos Harba Tammuz. Shabbos is the 17th of Tammuz, and Sunday is the fast, but it's Nidfeh. It's pushed over. Pushed over one day. Okay, Nidfeh. All right. So I want to talk about some dinim about the fast, and we'll take it from there. So this is from the Sefer Shirei Rav by Rav Eli Konigsberg. He wrote down some of the shiurim that was given by Rav Soloveitchik on dinim of Tishbav and also on Inyani Avelos. So he says the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Someone olal luchutz mi Tishbav mutar brachitz v'sicha nuda sandal tash mishamita." So these fasts, it means you have Shavas Sarbatamos. Some Gedalia Sarbateved, so a person's allowed to bathe, he's allowed to anoint himself, he's allowed to put on shoes, he's allowed to be intimate. Tashmi Shemita means for the Inuyim from Yom Kippur are permissible, just achila and shtia, just eating and drinking, is prohibited. And then the poskim say that a person who's a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, except with Nila Sandal. Now, a person's not required to stop eating. Meaning from before nightfall, and it was by Tisha B'Av, so we stop eating before nightfall. The other Taniyot, we don't stop eating before nightfall. It means we can eat even the night before the fast. It means like this Moshe Shabbos, we can eat even though we're fasting on Sunday. So it sounds like if you would just read and translate those words, it sounds like the fast begins in the morning. But from the Gemara, it sounds like there's basis to say there's a concept of Yom HaTanis, that a Tanis isn't just from daybreak to nightfall. There's a concept of Yom HaTanis, the day of the Tanis. And he quotes from the Gemara Masechet Tanit on Daf Yud Beit. It says, Tan Rabbanan Amatai Uchel V'Shoteh. If a person's fasting a Tanit Yachid, how long can he eat and drink? Ad Shelem and Ashachar Divrei Rebbe. Reb Lezer Bar Shimon Amirat Kroda Gever. Until, basically it's two opinions, but it means till daybreak. One says till Ad Shachar, to dawn. One says till the rooster, crows. It's maybe a little bit later. But he says, Amar Rava Lo Shano Shlo Gemar Sudato. So Rava says, that's only if he hasn't yet completed his final meal before the fast. Abal gamar sudato eino ochel. If he ate his final meal before the fast, then once he had that meal, he can't eat anymore, according to the first lashon. So, and then Abai asks a question. Then ikad amri amarav lo shalom shlo yashen. Where the second version is that Rava says it's only if he didn't go to sleep. If he went to sleep, then the fast is chal already. So the Chorah needs some iyun, because it says the Ramban in the Melchamot says that there's no din of tosefet by a tanit. In other words, can I add on time to a tanit? Can I add on time to a fast, like I add on for Shabbos or I add on for Yontif? So the Ramban holds, no, I can't. In other words, I can't create my own tanis. The tanis is, it is what it is, and that's it. I can't create on time. So the question is, so why am I not allowed to eat before daybreak? Let's say we'll do the one side when I go to sleep. So what's going on? I can't add on to a tanis, and yet the prohibitions are clicking in. And even according to opinions that there is a din of Tosefet that I could add on, Mistama, my intention was not to add on to the Tanis, so it's gone. So the Rav says, he's seen that the Yom HaTanis begins from the night before. Like the Torah says, Hayom HaLechachar Laila, but there's just a Heter Achila up until the time you go to sleep. In other words, it's really the din of the Tanis, of the fast day, but you only have a heter achila until you go to sleep. So that's one raya, that there's this idea of Yom HaTanis. So the next raya he has is that, according to most Rishonim, except for the Baal HaMa'or, a person says Anenu even in Mariv. And that's the way the Mechaber paskins in Shulchan Aruch. I know that even Sfardim don't do Anenu in Mariv, as far as I understand, but the way the Mechaber paskins, that a person would recite Anenu. So it means, according to the Sheet of the Mechaber, this Motzei Shabbos, a person would say in his tefillah Anenu, because you say Anenu in all the tefillot of the day. So that's a semen also, that there's an idea. So Muchach that way. And the Ramban, he has Layim Pshita, Demin Palel, he says, even on Enun Arvit, the Yom Shalem Hu. So he says that, then he also wants to explain, the Gemara says you have to be Makabel, the Tanis of his Tanis Yachid, at the time of Mincha. So if, in other words, let's say not a Tanit Sibur, let's say I have my own Tanis. So the Lacha is, I have to accept that Tanis from the Mincha before. I have to make a formal declaration, I'm accepting the Tanis. So why do I have to have the declaration at the mincha before? Why can't I accept it at any time before daybreak, before the fast begins? So it's clear there's an idea of Yom HaTanis, and the Yom HaTanis I have to accept before the Tanis begins. So he says there's an afkamina legabi the arbet somos, doing things of simcha on Leil HaTanis. Let's say I want to do something on simcha Leil HaTanis. According to Rishonim, Yom HaTanis begins by erev. So this year it's not so shayach, but let's say it would be a normal year. I have like Tanis says, Tanis Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. Could I have a wedding the night of Shiva Asar B'Tamuz? And there's a tshuva, maybe we'll do it. We'll see. Moshe has had a tshuva that, let's say, Shiva Asar B'Tamuz came out on Sunday. So he was asked in 1950, can I have a wedding Saturday night? Can I have a wedding Saturday night? So Ramosha said, Le'et Sorech, you could. Ramosha said he could. So the Rav comes out that you can. He says that, in other words, that the Zman of Bein HaMitzarim is already beginning from the night before. And on that Derech, he explains what the Torah Shlamim brings down. The Torah Shlamim is on your day. It's by Rabbi Yaakov Reicher. Is also the author of the Shvos Yaakov. So he died in 1733. He says that a person shouldn't eat meat or drink wine on the night before the fast. Rabbi Yaakov Reicher says that every fast, I shouldn't eat meat or drink wine the night before a fast. Since all the Arbat Samod were established for Avelis for mourning for the Churban, so I should be moneying myself from things that are particularly of Simcha. So anyway, so with this one approach here we see that, like, in other words, so it's not so pashut, like with a fast. So this year is a little different because Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is already like the night of Friday night. But clearly you see that there are dinim that are shayach. Like, let's say according to Torah Shlamim, I want to have a meal Motzei Shabbos, right? Or I want to have wine at a meal on Motzei Shabbos. So the Torah Shlamim would say not to do that, because that's the night before the fast. And it's interesting, he quotes here in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah that the Eliyahu Rabba brings down. He says, Matzati Shleyucha B'Lalo Yoter Me HaRagil Shalo. The Eliyahu Rabba says that a person shouldn't have more to eat the night before a fast than he would normally eat. Like, I think a lot of people frequently do eat more, you know, the night before a fast. So the other rabbi says that he saw that you shouldn't do it. Now he quotes that from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says, since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that down, he says, you don't have to be machmir that way. But nevertheless, you see the idea, you see the concept. So Blinetter will expand on this concept, I think, a little bit more tomorrow night. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Chanan B'Kashmir, Baruch Hashem, if you feel comfortable tomorrow, and I'll explain this to Rabbi Adir. No.